Well, Father Murphy was in rare form over at the little parish in Ireland. He was preaching hell, fire, and brimstone, and he got up into the pulpit and he said to the congregation, "Every man, woman, and child in this parish will one day die." And the entire congregation was overcome with silence, except one man in the back row, Riley, began laughing hysterically. And Father Murphy said, "I'm not sure if you heard me. I said, one day every man, woman, and child in this parish will one day die." He said, "Why are you laughing?" And Raleigh stood up and says, "I'm not from this parish at all." On today's gospel, we have the story of a man who would die that night. And he was a rich man. And this parable is called the parable of the rich fool. Take a look at your missalettes if you have them handy. It's a very short gospel today, but so packed with so many good details. It's from St. Luke chapter 12. And what happens is that somebody comes up to Jesus from the crowd and says, "A teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." Apparently, the father of the family died and left an inheritance, and the one brother wasn't sharing it with the other brother. And so they figured, well, here's a traveling teacher, a rabbi. Let's get him to get involved in the family and help settle this financial dispute. What does the Lord do? He doesn't give an answer to the inheritance case, but what he does is he uses it as a teaching opportunity to give a lesson about greed and avarice and money. And so he says to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed." See, greed is one of those seven deadly sins. It's called avarice. And the Lord reminds us, he says, one's life does not consist of possessions. And so to drive home this point, the Lord gives a parable. A parable is using an earthly image to teach a heavenly truth. So he uses a parable about a rich man. Notice the man was already rich before he became even richer. See, it says a rich man, his land produced a bountiful harvest. So now he's really rich. He goes from being a millionaire to a multimillionaire, perhaps, in those days. In fact, my favorite quotation or story about a millionaire comes from the famous golfer Chichi Rodriguez. He says, "I attribute becoming a millionaire to marrying my wife. Before I met her, I was a multimillionaire." So this fellow became very rich and his land produced a big harvest. And he said to himself, "What shall I do? I have all this extra money, I have all this extra grain. What shall I do? My barns are not big enough to hold all the grain. I know what I'll do. I'm going to tear down those barns and bigger barns. And that way I can retire, I can rest, I can eat, drink, and be merry," which was the pagan philosophy, to eat, drink, and be merry, so far different from the Christian philosophy of good stewardship. So what does this man do? And notice he speaks to himself, and in two sentences he uses the word "I" or "my" 12 times. He says, "What shall I do? I don't have the barns big enough. I know what I shall do. I'll tear them down and build bigger barns, and I'll say to myself, eat, drink, and be merry." And notice it's a purely selfish attitude. What he doesn't do, he doesn't pray. He doesn't ask God for wisdom and guidance on how to spend this money. He doesn't give anything to the temple, doesn't give anything to the poor, to the starving, to the homeless, to the hungry. He is completely self-focused, self-centered. And so he says, "I'm just going to enjoy the remainder of my life in this pagan way, eating, drinking, and being merry, partying." And what does God say to him? He says, "You're a fool. You fool, this night you will die. And all these things, the big barns with all the grain, who will be left to? You can't take it with you. And as you know, the Bible says, the fool in his heart says there is no God. So the greatest fools are atheists who say there is no God, who don't believe in the truths of heaven and hell, and that our life on earth determines where we spend eternity, for good or for bad. And then Jesus says, thus will it be for those who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. So what was the problem with this particular man? Total selfishness, always focusing on himself and his own pleasure and his own wealth, and not thinking about how to help others, not even giving 10% to God, which is what the Bible recommends, at least giving 10%, called tithing, of giving money to the church or to the poor to help. So he only thought about his own welfare, his own pleasure, his own security. And the big problem was that he did not realize that his blessings were a gift from God, and he was merely a steward of these gifts and not the Lord and master of his own life. He figured he had many more years, but he did not realize that he was not in control of his own life, that he would die that very night. And all these things that he stored up, he could not take anything with him. There is an ancient Arabic saying that says, there are no pockets in a shroud. There are no pockets in a shroud. I guess a modern day expression would be, there are no U-Hauls on the back of a hearse, right? You ever see a funeral procession? Never does the hearse have a U-Haul attached to it, because we can't take anything with us. So the fool lives life just for himself. The wise man, the wise person, realizes that he or she is a steward of God's gifts and will use it to help others. Think of a great saint. If you want to read about a great saint, read about St. Catherine Drexel, who in the 1920s, when her parents died, receives an inheritance of $15 million, which would be the equivalent of $150 million. Imagine a teenager getting $150 million as a teenager. What did she do? She became a nun and gave all the money to charity. She founded missions and universities all over the country to help the poor, to help the Native American Indians, to help the African Americans all over the country. She lived to be 95 years of age and is now St. Catherine Drexel. Think of Tom Monahan, the Catholic who started Domino's Pizza. You know, he decided to build Catholic colleges, Ave Maria in Michigan and Ave Maria University in Florida, because he realized that he had to use his money to help others, to educate the future Catholic leaders of the United States. So again, money is something good, it's something necessary, and the question is, how do we spend it? And I would recommend that after listening to today's gospel, we all sort of take an inventory and do an examination of conscience. Maybe every month, look at our checkbook and see, where have we spent our money? Have we given some to the poor, some to the pro-life movement, or to build the kingdom of God, to the church? Or have we used it all for ourselves? Look at your credit card statements at the end of the month and see, do we give that 10% to the Lord that he recommends in the Bible? And that could be to a church or to a charity, to the poor, whatever. But we realize we are stewards and not the lords of our own life. And lastly, Jesus says, thus will it be for all who store up for themselves treasure on earth, but who are not rich in what matters to God. So what matters to God is to become a saint. That's what everyone is called to. All of you, all of us are called to become saints. So that's what matters to God, is to grow in holiness, to grow in grace, to grow in virtue. And you're doing that right now by coming to Mass, spending time with the Lord, receiving the sacraments, going to Holy Communion, going to regular confession, praying the rosary, reading the Bible, doing works of service and charity, helping to save souls, evangelizing. That's what matters to God, becoming a true millionaire means to become a saint. So to become a millionaire in the eyes of God is to become a saint, to become holy. And that, Jesus says, is what really matters to God.